Thank you. Good morning to you.
Now, this great, great musician, Leonard Cohen, fantastic. And Hallelujah, A Journey, A Song. It's a new release, a doco, starts 1 o'clock today. This sounds fabulous.
It is. And we all know this incredible song. It's had so many covers, so many renditions, and its impact just keeps, you know, on going and going. So this feature doco explores the late Leonard Cohen through the prism of this internationally renowned song, or hymn, actually. It follows Cohen's journey with the song. It weaves in some previously unseen archival footage, which is incredible. So a must see.
Yeah. Now, one that sounds a wee bit different, it goes back to 1997, but this Princess Mononoke, did I get that half right?
Look, I'm hoping that it's Mononoke. If you know, you know. If you know what I mean.
Okay.
It's the 25th anniversary of this cult classic. It was the highest grossing film of all time in Japan at the time of its release. To celebrate its anniversary screening this Tuesday night, all tickets purchased will include a really beautiful limited edition enamel pin while stocks last. So I've seen them. They're absolutely gorgeous. So get in early when the doors open at 6:30 so you don't miss out on those pins, because it's something nice to take home.
And is it Japanese language with subtitles?
It's actually the English language version.
Oh, okay.
That we're screening.
Yeah.
So that might sort of, you know, irk some of the hardcore fans, but, you know, to keep it a little bit more comfortable for those that don't like reading the words down the bottom of the screen, we're playing the English language version.
Now, the Melbourne International Film Festival, weekend one, opening night film tonight at 8:30, Franklin.
Franklin, yes. So this is the opening night film for all metro and regional cinemas who are taking part in MIFF this year. It follows eighth-generation Tasmanian environmentalist Oliver Cassidy, who embarks on a solo rafting trip down the beautiful Franklin River. And he essentially wants to retrace his late father's expedition to attend the blockade that saved the World Heritage-listed National Park, as we all know, from being destroyed by a huge hydroelectric dam project in the early 80s. So we're thrilled to kick off with this title. That's 8:30 tonight. Tickets are still available, so grab them online or get them at the door from 8 o'clock. I obviously don't have time to cover all of the films, but I do urge people to check out the titles on our website. I do want to quickly mention Moya Vesna, which screens tomorrow at 1 p.m. We're really fortunate to be welcoming the film's director, Sarah Kern, along with the film's star, 10-year-old Lottie Kovacic, who is actually a Bendigo local. So there's definitely local hype around this film.
Sounds good. Sounds very good.
Sorry?
I said it sounds very good. Very excited
about this one. It's also got Claudia Carvan in it. It's a beautiful sort of coming of age film, and that's booking really fast. So get in early for that one. Get on board.
Yeah.
ASAP. I also wanted to mention Mass, which is an incredibly powerful film starring the great Anne Dowd, as well as Martha Plimpton, that screens tomorrow night at 8 p.m. There are so many more. Please check them out. Make a weekend of it. We're really honoured to be part of this iconic festival again this year, celebrating its 70th year. And knowing that we won't be threatened with a snap lockdown like last year, it's a great opportunity to be part of something really special.
Certainly is. Starcinema.org.au. Check it all out. Hey, Hannah, great to chat. Thank you for that. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, have a great one.